The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
But now, for many of us, the memory of a childhood Christmas surrounded by friends and family can be a sharp contrast to the reality of facing the Christmas season alone. Even if you get along perfectly fine all year, when the lights go up and everyone's making plans, it can even bring the best person down. And the truth is that as we get older, it's more likely that this is what we have to look forward to. But one UK-wide charity has a plan.
Hi, my name is Julia. I work at Abbey Field. We're a local charity and we have various houses across the UK. I'm currently working on a companionship at Christmas campaign. It sort of started off with the fact that about 49%, so nearly half of older people, said that all they really wanted for Christmas was some companionship of other people on Christmas Day. You know, something really simple. And a lot of them said that it was one of the hardest times of the year, really. So we thought to ourselves, well, you know, as a charity, we really wanted to step in and do something about that. This has been running for a number of years now. A lot of the time people will go throughout the December period and meet people within their local community that they'll, you know, remain friends with throughout the year to follow. And that's really what we're all about. We always welcome anybody to ring up. And so I'll just speak to them, find out a little bit more about them, what they usually do, where they are, what sort of events they'd like to go to. And then I'll obviously find a house that is local to them. And then they usually invite them in for a cup of tea beforehand, get to meet some of the residents, get to have a little bit of a feel for what the house is all about. And so that when they go on the day, they feel a little bit more relaxed and they know a couple of people. I've recently had a man call up and he's got a guide dog. Our residents are quite keen to then meet him, and they're really quite keen to meet the dog as well because he seems like quite a lovely, lovely little chap. All of the houses, you know, put on different activities. A lot of the most popular ones would be, you know, some carol singing and mince pies, something as simple as that, really, to, you know, cake baking and people coming in and having meals. And they've got shows that are put on. We even have tried this year to have larger sort of community focused events, which included sort of markets, magic afternoons, winter wonderlands. We even had a murder mystery. We've sort of tried to make as many different events as possible for people to come and join in on, you know, throughout the December period and not just Christmas Day, like I said. I found that a lot of the people that I have been speaking to really enjoy just having that initial chat as well. We end up actually having quite a long conversation on the phone, and they end up telling me all about things that they do or their hobbies, and that's been quite enjoyable for me. I've had a lady who, you know, after I went back to her, she'd said to me, you know, I really wasn't looking forward to Christmas at all, and I was feeling a little bit depressed. And now that you've mentioned all of these things that you've booked me into, and that I'm going to be able to go and meet some people of my own age and get out and about for a little bit and do some carol singing and have a lovely meal out, she said that she was really looking forward to the Christmas period, and she was feeling really excited even. That made me feel really happy that somebody who otherwise might have been alone or really unhappy on the day is actually going to be making some new friends and having a few laughs and having a good time. That really just makes it all worthwhile, I guess.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.